our attempt is to bring it out of the shadows and to make it open public debate for people to talk about suicide in general, but also tendencies which they might have, their friends or families might have, and to reassure them that talking about suicide does not increase the chances of a person committing it. In fact, on the contrary, people who have suicidal ideas welcome talking about this thing because they can then seek help and be reassured that these ideas do come when a person is depressed or when a person has serious stress, but something can be done about that.
Would you say that the tendency to attempt or to complete suicide is genetic?
By and large, no. Some people are more predisposed to suicidal tendencies, but largely the reasons are common. Presence of mental disorders, which is a very high reason for people attempting suicide. Overuse of alcohol and drugs. And then other environmental factors like serious stress in the area of job, in the area of finances, within the family, and also serious physical illness.
During your press conference a few days ago, you mentioned that in certain parts of the world, it seems as though it's more prevalent, but that might be because of reporting factors.
Yes. From the data that are available to us, we find that the Eastern European countries as well as some of the Asian countries have a much higher rate of suicide compared to other regions. And the reasons can be twofold. One, that in several countries, also just coming back to the issue of stigma, suicide is very much underreported at a hospital level, at the mortality figures level, and at a country level. And many countries in Africa and many countries in the Middle East region report a very low rate of suicide, which we believe may not be quite exactly true.
Finally, sir, on World Suicide Prevention Day, what would be your message to the public?
The message to the public will be recognize that suicide is a serious issue. Identify people who are at a high risk for committing suicide or attempting suicide within your family and friends. Advise them, support them, and ask them to seek professional help. That can prevent so many undesirable deaths.